USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
World leaders, including President Biden, are in London ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral on Monday. Biden paid his respects to the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. He also signed the Book of Condolence. The countdown has begun on when the miles-long queue is expected to close to the public. Wait times to see the Queen are now down to 10 hours. Officials are advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment. 5 years after Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, here comes Fiona, which has been upgraded to a hurricane. Hundreds of homes still recovering from Maria using blue tarps as roofs. The remnants of Typhoon Murbach has been slamming the western Alaskan coast, bringing strong floods and powerful winds. Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region. The discovery of hundreds of graves in a town recently liberated by Ukrainian troops has prompted a call for an international tribunal over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Officials in that country say they believe war crimes have been committed in Izium, where 59 bodies have been exhumed so far, was more expected at the edge of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says investigators had discovered new evidence of torture used against the people in the town located in the Kharkiv region. A former Trump administration spokeswoman who's running for governor in her home state is on the mend after cancer surgery.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful, and she is now cancer-free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At least one death following a 6.8 earthquake in Taiwan. 9 others had minor injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorneys are exploring legal options for the Venezuelan migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Lawyers for civil rights stated that their clients were induced to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses, and that it was only when the flight was in midair that they were informed that they would be heading to Martha's Vineyard rather than Boston. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he activated up to 125 members of the National Guard to help the state's emergency management agency in its relief efforts. For his part, DeSantis says he intends on spending all $12 million that was set aside in the state budget to relocate illegal immigrants out of his state. DeSantis is up for re-election this year, but another governor wants to help unseat him.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent in a tweet posted by Newsom, making the objectives clear. Quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out your top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.